Hi, thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Cindy. How can I help you?
Hello, what is this company?
Well, we're a customer service. We're a private web-based service that compiles records from a public database.
Well, I'm going to charge my credit card for you guys, and it says call this number. I'm trying to figure out why you guys charge my credit card.
Well, I can check and see if we have you in the system. What's your first and last name, please?
The last name is Persegin, P as in Peter, E-R, S-E-G-H-I-N.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, and I'm sorry, I must have spelled the last name incorrect. Spell the last name again for me, please.
P as in Peter, E-R. S is in Sam, E-G-H-I-N.
Thank you. I have a Jill.
Yeah, Jill, yep.
Okay. I have the account pulled up. Verify for me, please, the address.
I want an answer from you before I give you any more personal information. What is this for?
Well, it looks like Jill might have completed a survey or entered in a contest.
Jill completed, hold on one minute. Okay, one more time. Jill did what?
She entered a survey or completed a contest or completed a survey.
No, she did not. She's right here. She said that she hadn't.
That's fine. Can you verify the address?
I don't want to get billed again. That's my problem.
I understand. But for legal reasons and security reasons,
well, the
we
address
have to verify.
Okay, stop. The address is 5585 42nd Terrace, Vero Beach, Florida.
I have that. I have the email address. One moment. GIMPPY31@AOL.com. Phone number 732-673-4664.
Yep. I don't know. Why would she have to pay to fill out a survey?
Did she complete a survey?
No, she said she hadn't. But why,
she
even
said she
if
didn't.
She did, why would you
well,
pay
it matters
to fill
if
out
she
survey?
Did or she didn't, because then I would have to transfer it to the fraud department. She completed. Okay. So it looks like someone completed a survey or entered in a contest. It was for shells, maybe some type of KitchenAid or something like that. And in addition, it signed her up for a meal plan app, which provides nutritional recipes and tutorials and things like that.
She didn't sign up for that. She hasn't gotten it. She doesn't want it.
Okay. And no one else in the home did it because all of the information that we have on the account is her information.
That's all Jill's stuff, yeah.
Okay, hold the line for one moment if you don't mind.
Sure. Let's turn this off first.
One moment.
Yep, I'm waiting.
Okay, I'm going to provide you with your cancellation numbers. You'll have it for your records.
Yep, yeah, I'm sitting right on you. Oh, just hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
The cancellation number is going to be C. Light Charles, 920-845-954. Correct.
Okay.
Okay, and that does cancel out any future charges.
Okay, how about the charge you charge us on already? It's come out of my credit card and messed us all up.
Hold on. I do refund the charge as a courtesy. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing.
How is that going to go? Is it going to go back onto the credit card?
Yes, it's going to go back on the credit card that we have on file. It's a MasterCard that ends in 1204. Bank or credit card company takes about 3 to 5 business days to process it.
And there will be no other charges in the future?
Well, I don't know. I canceled out the account. Won't be any
That's
charges from
good.
Us.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay.
All right. You are all set. Thank you for calling customer care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.